Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. Mom Said is a podcast. Mom Said is a podcast made by three. Hello. What? How do I start the show?
Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Mom Said. My name is Gabe Gibbs. Right.
And you'll never know my name.
Her name is Ali Gibbs. And Mom Said is a podcast.
It's like hard to pay attention when you're talking like
made
that.
Made by three adult siblings. But it's not about that.
But it's not about that.
It's often about that. Here you can watch three siblings gather together and speak about their week. Now, it leads to song, it leads to silliness, but it often leads to your entertainment. We do hope you enjoy this week's episode. This hurts to do.
Yeah. We love you guys so much.
What do we talk about? Tease it.
Well, I don't want to reveal what I did last weekend.
Oh, yeah. But you did something amazing last weekend.
Let me give you a little teaser.
I say it at the end of the episode, but my special is coming out in 1 week. You can buy a ticket to the virtual premiere. You don't have to go anywhere. We come to you. We taped this special earlier this year. It's my first go at this, and it's
so
really
good.
Really fun. I'm
it
really
genuinely
proud of it.
Is so good.
It's directed
and
by
I'm
my
not even
friend.
Paid to say that.
That's true. It's directed by my friend Patrick Mohlberger. My friend Alden Dirk created this beautiful opening sequence to it. A lot of people helped. It's really, really fun. It's called Pickle Lane.
Go watch it.
You can buy a ticket on Veeps. All the link is in my bio. Blah, 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 blah. We're excited
all
for this episode.
All the link is in my bio.
All the link is in my bio. Every link, all the link.
All the link is in my bio. Thank you. And hit it, Grant.
Mom said.
And action.
How is everyone's Halloween?
Are we going to pretend like Halloween already passed?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I dressed as Val from Dancing with the Stars. Actually, you should be Val from Dancing with the Stars from Halloween.
That guy follows me.
He does.
We're buddies. We've DM'd before.
I have like like everybody has a crush on him.
He seems really cool. He also is like a dad.
Yeah. No, he's they live in LA.
I know. I should.
His wife, you should hang out with him, but his wife has abs.
Oh, then I can't hang out with him.
No, it's crazy. I mean, like, what woman who's had children before has abs?
Beyonce
doesn't have abs. I'm talking about, like, his wife has, like, abs.
Yeah, then I can't hang out with him. That's a level of cool.
They're professional dancers.
Yeah. No.
Famously so.
No, I know.
Actually, I was at a brunch the other day, and someone asked the group, like, what is like the thing that's most prominent on your For You page that you're like embarrassed to admit? Like what are the videos you're watching right now? And I was like, to be honest with you guys, my For You page is only Dancing with the Stars content.
But you're not alone in that. Dancing with the Stars this season is like the most viewed it's been in a thousand years.
Last season too, because like Alona and like,
yeah.
There was all these people that were, I mean, They've hit a stride in the TikTok sphere.
I watched all the performances from Robert Irwin.
He's such a cutie.
Robert Irwin. You know Robert Irwin?
He's got America by the balls.
That makes it seem like he's got America in sort of like a bad position, like a compromising position.
Yeah,
he does. But I think you mean because of how he's got them.
Because of how much we love him.
Because how much he's got them, but he's got them by the heart so bad that he's got them by the balls.
That he's got them by the, we'll do anything for that boy.
Yeah.
we'll do anything for that boy. He's not even American. And America loves him so bad, it's crazy.
America also loves non-Americans. For a country.
Of course.
Well. America culturally likes artists from other countries. Now, this country is currently, don't want to do this, but we did enter November, which is election season.
And
this
we've done something does, quite bad to foreigners.
This country does struggle with not liking people from here. But when we're talking about Dancing with the Stars and Australian boys who dance,
you know what? Maybe we say yes. Instead of the American government, we replace it with the cast of Dancing with the Stars.
Well, okay, that or we do like a call or text to vote on whether or not you want people to stay.
Oh, every week.
Every week we put up like, hey, here's this person.
Here's what they did this week.
Here's this person who came to this country and like works really hard. They pay taxes.
No. I thought you were talking about
them. And here's what they did this week. Here's what this CEO of this company did this week.
No, I'm talking about how they all worked and where they... There's a TV show every Tuesday night where a government official is like, I got funding to build a new park. And then it's like, text Timothy to let him stay, keep his job.
Yeah, then
someone else being like, I cut funding for people to have like vital health care. And we're like, I'm not voting Senator for Gibbs. That guy.
The problem is politicians would be too good at it. They'd be too good.
They aren't even that good at this. I'll always be... We have to stop.
No, I like it. I like it because I also like both forms of the idea, but I do think that if Americans were allowed to vote on who stayed based on like, hey, I'm Jeff, I was the school crossing guard this week. Yeah. I did this. We're like, citizenship, you can have it.
Vote yes.
And then like, hey, I sat in my basement and said mean comments to all the people and on the internet.
And then I pooped in my mom's toilet and didn't flush
it. 3D printed guns. We're like, okay, deport. Do you know what I mean?
I'm sending you away. Yeah, I mean, this is a dangerous conversation, but...
But I do think we as a country, if we were allowed to decide, we would keep the right people, I think.
I like to hope and I like to think that people are generally good in their heart.
Yeah, agree. But are they good? Yeah, wow. Okay,
what? I think they're good in their heart.
Yeah?
I think when you really dig deep down, most people are doing their best at what they think is good. It's so rare that a person is wanting to be bad. Most people are just bad at wanting to be good. It's so rare that a person is wanting to be bad. Most people are just bad at wanting to be good. Most people are good.
So good.
And they have some bad ideas,
but they don't know that those ideas are bad,
and so they come out kind of clunky.
Yeah.
And they get a little embarrassed when people try to correct them,
so they double down on their bad idea, cause they got embarrassed about their bad idea, cause it was under researched. It's a bad
So I guess the moral of the story is, try to see the good if you can, and if you can't see any good, then my theory is wrong, I guess, but I hope I'm right today. You know, ending a song with today is kind of like ending a haiku with bro. It's a nothing word. It's a filler.
No. Yes. It also sort of says like, it allows you to not take ownership over the idea.
Yeah.
You painted a thesis and then you say today at the end. You're
right,
like,
'cause tomorrow
well,
I
this
feel
is just me now.
There are moments where I'm like, I think people are good at their core and I really hope these people mean well. And some of these ideas are evil and wrong and bad, and the people implementing them should be stopped and maybe even punished. But I hope that like humans are good. And then tomorrow I'll be like, none of these bitches even care what they do.
Do you remember that Cardi B TikTok?
No.
It's like early Cardi B. She's on the camera and she got some branded thing from Swisher Sweets. It's Swisher Sweet Uggs. And she's saying, none of you bitches got the exclusive Swisher Sweet Uggs. And I feel like...
None of you bitches got the Swisher Sweet Uggs.
And I want us to feel that way. Hey, may you listening to this... It's a very political, spiritual podcast today. You listening to this... Find your exclusive Swisher Sweet Uggs.
Amen.
For real.
And may you find the good in other people and in yourself. And if you have it, nurture it. Make it bigger. And make it bigger in others. I was talking to a friend today who isn't doing that well. And he was saying, you know, I haven't been given the tools I need to have a successful life. And, you know, it's been really hard to push through. And I feel like I have a lot of suffering. And I said, that's true for you. And I'm sorry that that's true. But the pushing through will let you be what you didn't have for somebody else. Like, you'll get to be the thing you didn't have.
Oh, sure.
And that's like the, I think that's the gift on the other side. And maybe that's annoying to hear me say when you're in an upset moment. But I'm like, it will be beautiful, I think, once you get over the hump.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope that's not you. I hope you're like vibing.
Yeah. I hope you get over the hump.
I hope you get over the hump.
Your hump, your hump, your hump.
And this comes out on
your lovely lady lump.
And you know what's so good about that and the lovely lady lump thing?
Is, here's the thing.
This podcast comes out on
November 5th.
No, no, no. This podcast comes out on Hump Day.
Hump Day.
I wanted you to say it with me.
Oh, I was not with you because you were doing like a
genuine.
You
said my hump, my hump.
You were
my
doing
hump.
A genuine thing, and then I didn't know.
And then I said, speaking of my hump, my lovely lady lump. Speaking of my hump, my hump, my hump, my lovely lady lump, this podcast comes out on
Hump Day.
Hump Day. So happy Hump Day to you.
Happy
and yours.
Hump Day to you.
And it's after Halloween when this comes out, which means it's...
I drive la, la, la. These fellas crazy. I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely. And they buy me all these icies. My humps, my humps.
What you gonna do?
My humps, my humps, my humps, my humps. Does anyone that's normal... Does anyone that's normal listen to this show?
No. What I was going to say was, it's past Halloween, so now it's time for...
Thanksgiving.
La, 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 la,
no, no, no. It's too soon. No, no, no.
You
no,
really
no.
think?
Yeah, you have to wait.
Till when?
Here's the thing I learned. You guys know about Mecca, sort of the city.
The concept of?
The city and concept of Mecca.
The concept of as a metaphor or the concept of literal Mecca?
Both.
Okay. Aware.
So I learned a long time ago that there was something that is a sort of tenet of the faith that is around Mecca, which is, you know, you can make the big trip to Mecca, which is like a huge part of that religion.
Yeah.
I learned that they suggest not to do it very often, to keep it special, to say that, like, to go to Mecca, keep it for big moments. Don't go to Mecca and stay in Mecca all the time.
And you feel that way about Christmas
decor?
So that
you can keep it having its specialness.
I was just like, what are we talking about? Otherwise, then I realized he's talking about Christmas.
Otherwise, you abuse its power. So just like you don't go to Mecca too many times, I don't think we can be listening to Christmas
can
songs
I say something?
Or hanging up our Christmas decorations too much outside of
can I
the
pose
Christmas
a rebuttal?
Season. I'm landing my plane or else we will spend too much time in Mecca.
Can I pose a rebuttal?
Yes.
My life is so fast and so crazy and so busy. When I wait till after Thanksgiving to celebrate Christmas, I miss it completely.
Why?
Because it goes by.
Bro, there's 28 days after Thanksgiving.
Bro, when I tell you I'm writing my little emails and then I look up and a week has passed, that's the vibe.
No, I understand, but I'm saying you jam it into those. You jam it in.
Grant, what were you going to say?
There's a bar by my house that we call the Mecca.
Really?
Well, actually, I had a question.
You don't go there. You try to stay away from it and keep it for special occasions, or
no? We call it the Mecca because it's the bar we've been to the most.
I have a question.
And every time we have a drink outside of the Mecca, you have to face Mecca when you crack the drink. Open.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. Actually,
that's cute. That's so boy.
Yeah.
In a cute way.
Is Eric still gone?
Yeah.
No, he's back because we're past Halloween.
Oh, but he. Okay, so in the future, he's back.
He's back. This is getting confusing.
But right now he's not.
Okay. Time travel's so hard.
Yeah. Also, we're recording early.
I was planning on being a Louvre jewel thief for Halloween.
Oh, I love that.
And I literally on my way here, I saw two Louvre jewel thieves.
So many people are doing it.
I know.
So many people are doing it.
Unfortunately, everyone's going to do it. But I already have a construction vest and I already have everything I need to be a Louvre jewel thief.
Do you need jewels? Because I have so many jewels. Real jewels.
Sure.
Real jewels.
Real jewels. Grant, where is Mecca for the Church of Grant Gibbs?
Oh, I like this.
Busby's Sports Bar and Grill.
Whoa.
Gabe.
Busby's Sports Bar and Grill.
Gabe, where is Mecca for the Church of Gabe Gibbs?
Oh man, Mecca for the Church of Gabe Gibbs is, it's been sort of, it's been Angel City FC games with Lauren with no baby. No offense to the baby.
Yeah, no offense.
Where's Mecca for the Church of Allie Gibbs? Don't say something like wherever my friends are gathered.
No,
it's really,
I was gonna say
Mecca is in your heart more than it is anywhere else.
I was
else.
Gonna say dead center of the dance floor.
Oh wow.
Give me a beat.
Oh.
Bow down and pray. You can find me at the center of the dance floor. Under disco ball, I'm there, shaking ass in the air. Bow down and pray. You can find me at the center of the dance floor. Disco ball in the air and shaking ass, I don't care.
Wow, that was pretty good, actually.
That was a Kesha song.
It was kind of a Kesha song.
Yeah.
Wow. I was not ready for that tone. Also, my keyboard made sounds it's never made before.
Yeah, I'm on one today.
That's really exciting.
You guys,
okay.
I have to tell you what I did last weekend.
Yeah, tell us your thing, because you were going to tell us your thing like 45 minutes ago. So tell us now.
I went to an event, technically in Los Angeles County, but good God, congrats. It drove about an hour
Ooh,
and a half.
Ooh, Allie went to an event!
Something that the audience doesn't know is that I am damn near constantly going to events. But this event...
Yeah.
Was different. I went to the Los Angeles Faction 2025 Aquashella.
What are the words that you said?
Aquashella.
What is Aquashella?
I bought a ticket and got a wristband to go to Aquashella.
Grant, what is, before she tells us, what is Aquashella to, what does that mean?
Aquashella.
It's sounding like Italian.
Aquashella.
I believe.
Is it a mashup of the word Coachella, but with Aquachella? So is it like pools?
Everyone, similar to the Mecca, everyone goes to the Silver Lake Reservoir and throws shells into the Silver Lake Reservoir.
Yeah, that's Aquashella. I think it's Aquashella is sponsored by Ice Mountain, and it is like where all the different bottled water companies come together to debut their newest water.
Located in Pomona, California, at the LA County Fairgrounds.
Whoa.
In a big convention center.
What is Aquashella?
It is, first of all, one of California's largest aquascaping competitions.
Aquascaping?
It is...
When are you going to say the words fish, that tell us what it is?
A pet fish convention where you can buy corals and fishes and supplies for your at-home fish tank and supplies to aquascape your personal fish tank.
That's dope.
That is dope, actually.
It's a convention center full of tents of people who sell little grimy things and shrimps and...
Wait.
Do they got SpongeBob... SpongeBob's? Do you know what I mean?
I'm sure they do.
Do they have like a little replica of Squidward's house so that you can put it in your fish tank?
Sure. There were big buckets of koi fish. I'm not kidding. Big as Hank. One of them koi fishes, body big as Hank. Body big as Hank, this koi fish. $2,500, this koi fish. Body big as Hank.
You want to hear some... Are you going to do a song or can I tell a story?
No, tell a story. I just was doing sort of atmospheric bubbles and stuff.
Are you going to tell a story relating to fish?
Yeah, so my friend came over the other day and we have a bunch of plants that are fully submerged in water. Like they're the kind, I forget what those are called, but the kind that are fully in like a vase of water.
Aquaponic?
No, they're being propagated. Oh. I gave them to you. Sure. So.
And my buddy who's like a big aquarium nerd saw that there was some algae in all these vases, and he goes, you know, you could probably put a couple of shrimp in there.
You probably could. And by the way, there was a shrimp competition, a North American shrimp competition, I guess, where there were all these tanks lined up of these teeniest, tiniest fringe. French shrimp. Like the size of your fingernail if you cut it off. Like little guys.
Could you put my reverb back on?
There were really bright blue ones that won the competition. But my favorite fish that I saw was a koi fish that was bright yellow. And I'm not kidding, naturally sparkly, shiny, like beautiful. The scales were like, whoa. And my second favorite thing that I saw was the DJ at Aquashella. And this was not a environment, but they did have a DJ. And the DJ was topless and he had body paint on to make him look like a merman. And he had a scary face, like a grumpy, scary face and long hair. And I found him to be terrifying. And he didn't crack one smile the whole time. And I even sat in his audience silently and watched him DJ for a while because I was tired of walking around. The man kept a straight face the entire time, boobs out, painted blue.
Wow.
Avatar down, merman down, painted on abs down.
The boots down, house down.
Boots down, house down.
Down the boots, house
at
down.
Aquashella 2025. Aquashella,
boots the house,
I'm
boots down.
Going
down
to a haunted hayride in Griffith Park this weekend.
Oh, I've done that? Yeah.
And it's either going to be really, really bad or cool because it's at Griffith Park. I'm assuming it's going to be really bad, but I think
it's cool. They do like a whole...
There's multiple,
like light show and
there's like a lot to do. There's
hell yeah.
Yeah, it's like a whole ordeal. Multiple mazes apparently in this haunted hayride. And then you can also pay extra to shoot zombies with little Orbi guns or something.
Bro, nothing.
Did you ever do a paintball hayride where you like shoot, you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about, yeah. But I never did that.
Would you
I wasn't with like tough football guys.
It's not a tough football guy activity. You go paintball with chicks,
is,
bro.
Paintball is
you go
tough.
With no, but chicks, you're bro.
No,
but you're shooting.
Yeah,
you're shooting other people.
I know,
go
but
with
that's
chicks, bro.
But paintball is for tough guys.
Agree.
Paintball is for tough. It's for he didn't like it. He didn't like it. I'm just
quick
saying.
Before we move on from Aquashella.
Yeah.
Can you write a haiku about it?
Yeah, absolute. Also, I'm picturing that it's taking up the whole convention center.
Yeah. It's big.
Who are the guests at Aquashella?
Weirdos.
Okay. Let's have a little more respect.
Okay.
I'm asking, who are the celebrity sightings at Aquashella?
Us.
Mermaid Man?
No. No. In fact, the only celebrity there was...
The cast of Baywatch?
The friend that I was with has a...
Free Willy?
The friend that I was with had an Instagram famous mom.
Yeah.
And someone came up to them and was like, I left your mom on Instagram. And they said, thank you so much.
Wait. Mom wasn't there, though.
No.
They said, just I love your mom.
Yeah, September. They recognized September because of their mom. Hey. And so we were the famous people, I guess.
Hey, I love your mom. I saw you from across the con. And I wanted you to know I love your mom. Hey, I got all this fish stuff. But I had to step out of line to say, hey, I love your mom. I wanted you to know I love your mom.
Thanks, man. I love you too.
No, seriously. Hey, I love your dad. I wanted you to know that I love your dad. I'm glad to see that your dad is your dad. I love your dad.
Thanks. Girl, he loves you back?
Hey, I love your dog. I really love your dog and your dad and your mom and I love your dog. And
Grant
your dad
is disassociating
and
during this song. Your dad and your mom.
I love your dad and your mom and your dog.
I will say sorry. I know we want to move on to the hayride thing, but there was one big long line of people who were selling like little corals and anemones. They looked like little jewels, like how you would sell jewelry, but they were submerged in water and they had these black lights over them to make the colors in the things come out.
Sick.
But I think black lights, generally speaking, and you can hold me to this, are tacky. And I was like, do these corals like this tacky light and that's why we're doing this, or do we genuinely feel like it looks cool? So I go up to one of the guys and I'm like, do these corals like this tacky light or are you feeling like it's gorgeous? And he said they prefer white light. Okay,
rather than black light.
Yeah,
so then why are we putting them in black light? Why are we making them feel like they're at laser zone?
Straight up mini golf ass
mini
down.
Golf ass the boots down laser ass the boots.
These poor corals.
We need to move on to a segment. But you remember fucking Zap Zone, bro?
Yeah, dude. Zap Zone was it.
Oh, that was so sick when you were like 9.
We just went to, I think we've talked about it, but we just went to a friend of ours.
That's what it was called, right?
First, I think so.
Zap Zone? It's got
to
be.
And then there was also Ultra something too. Anyway, we just went to a friend's kid's first birthday party that was at a laser tag place.
I was on the winning team.
The kids did not play.
No, they're too little.
Not old enough. All the adults sweating.
Sweating. That's dripping sweat.
That's
sweating.
Fucking awesome.
Dripping sweat.
It's so sick.
Wait, really where fun. Is there a laser tag place?
In the valley.
In the valley.
Like wow. 10 minutes from here. We should go for.
We could literally go, the three of us, and destroy whatever kids are there.
I remember taking that so seriously when I did it, bro. When I was like 9, bro.
Yeah.
Like I was in Call of Duty for real.
Our friend Chance, you know what I'm saying? Our friend Chance was there, and he played every game, and he came out sweating and had the most points by far.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh my God, Chance. You grew up 10 minutes from this place.
He said,
yeah, it's the same map from when I was a kid. I was like, bro, you're out there absolutely obliterating people at a child's birthday party full of sweat because it's the same map as when you were 10. He's literally spent 25 years on that same map. It's so crazy. Okay, Aquacella. Bubble.
Yeah.
Fish all around ya. Everywhere you look, it's the fish.
That is exactly what it was like.
Bubble, fish all around you. Everywhere you look, it's the fish.
That's the whole event. And some merchandise, like some t-shirts and stuff.
Did you get it? Did they have Aquacella merch?
Honestly, the LA merch was kind of wah-wah. Chicago 2023 had a sick t-shirt.
Bro, what the hell are you talking about? Chicago 2023.
They were selling old merch too. And then I was like, okay, the sickest t-shirt is Chicago 2023. Should I get that one? And then I was like, ah, forget it.
You know what would have been a better haiku?
Oh, wow. Ready? Okay, nothing greater than, hey, why don't you go ahead and take a stab? Put yourself out there for the people.
Let them
do
it.
Why don't you go whatever? And then Grant just says, I see that and I raise you whatever I had extra time to think about. Go ahead.
Let them cook.
What is it? 575?
575.
Yeah. Bubble. Bubble.
Yeah.
Bubble. 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 Buh.
To be honest
can
with
we,
you.
I think, first of all, agree.
I thought that's what you were going to do the first time, and then you changed it up.
I'm going to need someone in the comments to fact check the amount of syllables we just heard.
No, it was too many for sure.
Because at one point, you'll see it on the Grant cam, but at one point I did see one finger come up and heard bubble, which is so good. Bubble. It's so good. It's so good. After you. Okay.
Anyway, Grant, you'll have to report back at the next episode how your hayride goes.
Are you going with squad or what?
Who are you going with? Are you going with a honey?
Yeah,
he's going on a date.
Bro, there...
No, we're going...
Sorry,
like
ladies.
Seven of us.
Oh.
There is
I am
nothing...
bringing a date.
There Woo! Is nothing Woo! Better... There's nothing more romantic than getting scared. There's nothing more romantic than getting scared. Ooh, I got so
Not
scared.
Me. I'll ruin everybody's fun.
Because, yeah, you scream, run away. Allie, we were in a haunted house when we were younger. Allie was like 15 years old, and people started, the scare actors started walking towards her. She started shouting, "You can't touch me, I'm pregnant," loud in Cedar Point.
I saw
Real
a sign.
Loud, running away, saying, "You can't touch me, I'm
I
pregnant."
I saw a
Those
sign that said, "You shouldn't come in here if you're pregnant." And so I was like, perhaps they'll leave me alone if they think I am.
So
I wasn't.
A 15-year-old girl running through Sandusky, Ohio, shouting, "You can't touch me, I'm pregnant." Not.
I actually haven't been in a haunted house really since. I did one when I was like 21, and then after that, I'm like past.
Last year when you were 21.
Last year.
I did one when I was 21. Okay, here's what I wanted to bring up, and it's not a full thought.
That's
which
good
is
because we have to switch to a segment anyway.
What?
Well, Grant said we need to start doing segments.
No. This is we can do this, and then we can do other things.
Okay.
And yeah, but you're right. It is good that it's not a full thought.
Yeah.
This is all I have. I was thinking about the song "Me and Mrs. Jones."
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Can you hit me with a little bit of it?
Me and Mrs. Jones, me
and Mrs. Jones. No, you're doing
my kind of fuckery.
You're doing Amy Winehouse. Oh. I'm talking about me and
Mrs. Jones.
We got a thing going on. I should have learned the chords for this, but I was thinking about this, and I was thinking about, here's where the thought actually forms. I was thinking about the way that we grew up, which was even slightly different than the way that you grew up because of the time difference.
Eastern Standard.
Because Grant grew up in Pacific. I grew up in Eastern Standard. I was thinking about how when I first heard that song, my little church boy brain thought that it was a song that he was singing to his wife and was referring to Mrs. Jones. He was Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Is he not Mr. Jones?
No, dude. He's not Mr. Jones.
Mrs. Jones.
You're singing Amy Winehouse again.
Fuck.
Me and Mrs. Jones. The thing.
I'm gonna look up the lyrics while you're talking.
I was convinced that he was singing about his own wife. He is Mr. Jones. But no, the reason he's calling her Mrs. Jones is because she is married to Mr. Jones, who is not him. But I couldn't even see that as an option because all the songs I had listened to prior to that went like this. Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take, I breathe in you. So when all you listen to is that, you don't have the concept that maybe there could be a sexy love song about having an affair.
We got a thing going on. We both know it's wrong, but right. It's much too strong to let it go now. We meet every day at the same cafe, 6:30, and no one knows she'll be there, holding hands, making all kinds of plans. While the jukebox plays our favorite song, we got to be extra careful. And we don't bill our hopes up too high because she's got her own obligation, marriage.
Right.
And so you are...
So I
They're having an affair.
Of course. I was convinced that he was singing about his
this
own wife.
This is not Mr. Jones.
He himself was Mr. Jones, but it turns out he's not Mr. Jones.
Do you think Mr. Jones has ever, unbeknownst to him, listened to this song and been like, what a banger, not knowing that it's about his wife, Mrs. Jones?
Absolutely. But that would basically be like Pete Davidson listening to the song called Pete Davidson and not knowing that it's about Pete Davidson. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes, except that a lot of people are called Jones.
And a lot of people are called Pete Davidson.
Right.
Did you guys see that this is too... No one cares about this. Lily Allen just dropped a new album.
No, I, of course, of You've course. Grant, it's all over my
this?
FYP.
This is not going to be on his FYP. I'll just give the quick version. Anyway, that's my me and Mrs. Jones thought.
Thank you for bringing that up because...
It was shattering to you.
Yeah.
So Lily Allen, you know, actress, singer, whatever... was married to David Harbour, who was the Stranger Things sheriff guy. You know who I'm talking about, that actor?
I don't know either of the people you're talking about.
Oh, boy. Well, then I'll speed right
through
this.
Can you sing something that Lily Allen sings?
No. Can you?
I think, but I don't
Don't
get it
look
wrong.
It up.
I don't want to
That's
get
not what this show is about. We can't be doing Spotify lookups in the middle of the show. Anyway, she just released a whole new album that is like a breakup album because he cheated on her. And...
Period.
And it's not like, and you were bad, and I felt like that. It's literally like, at 10 p.m., you texted me exactly this. Here's a voice memo of it. It's like exactly the details.
It's her damn journal entry.
It's like literally journal entries of like court, like 4:15 p.m., the plaintiff did blah, 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 blah. It's like crazy,
this is coming
crazy
from
accurate.
This is coming from the woman that when we were little wrote the song, fuck you very, very much. And it's literally the song is called Fuck You.
Yeah.
You're going to get mixed up with this woman.
You better keep your shit straight, or she's going to... I guess how it went down. You're going to marry that lady and then be like, we should open up the marriage. And her be like, no. And him be like, too bad.
I already did it.
And then you're going to be like... You did that to the Fuck You Very Much girl.
You did that to the Fuck You Very Much girl.
That's
and now
bold.
She has an album with red receipts.
Red receipts,
not
bro.
Red receipts. Receipts.
Receipts, bro.
Yeah.
Receipts. The Boots House boots.
The fucking boots.
Grant, where are you going? He needs water. There is no water in this place. Take a sip.
He's going to look at my water bottle. So each and every water.
Each and every week, you send. Oh, you need to do a. You need to do a me and Mrs. Jones haiku before we move on. Oh. I pull up the next segment.
Mr. Jones, it's time that you move on with your life. She is out of here.
Whoa.
Yeah. A message to you, Mr. Jones. If you didn't know that song was about you, it is.
Bro, it is about you,
I mean, it's
you,
about
Mr.
your
Jones.
Woman, and so just move on. Move
yeah, on. Mr. Jones, she's busy during the day, and it's with Michael Bubble, okay? She's
actually,
busy.
It's with Billy Porter.
Doubt it. You've been sending us voice memos, which those of you that haven't done it yet, you can find in the description at our website.
And those of you that haven't done it yet,
why not?
Why didn't you do that yet?
You've been sending us voice memos explaining problems that you're having, and we've been solving those problems through the
power
of
beautiful
music.
Music.
This one comes into us from our friend, our new friend, Laurel. Now, there will be a bit of this friend Laurel sent this in August. So we did miss maybe some of the timeline.
Okay. Let's just pretend like we didn't.
But we can also help solve.
Do you think Laurel hears all the time when people bring up that one thing that says Laurel? Laurel, Laurel. And some people hear Laurel and some people hear Yanny.
Yanny. This is from our friend Yanny.
Hello. My name is Laurel and my problem is me as a person and ADHD. And the combination of those two things means I have very little motivation to do anything that results in care for me. And I'm about to be living alone for the first time ever. And I have a hard time getting out of bed sometimes. And doing things like eating breakfast.
Totally.
And going to the gym, which I love doing, but I hate getting there.
Love doing, but hate
doing.
Do
you
know
what I mean?
Totally.
Anyway, any motivational song to help me, like, be a person who can take care of myself by myself would be great. Thank you.
Okay, Laurel has been in bed since August, yes. And I'm so sorry we're late, but we're here, and we have a motivational song for you, and I just want to say before I forget, you have an amazing speaking voice, so
Agreed. Maybe
do something with that, but don't worry about it. The first thing you need to do is get out of bed before you start your career in
voiceover. No one's coming to save you.
Oh my god.
Should we do spooky because it's Halloween?
Halloween is past, but keep going.
Oh, Laurel. No one's coming to save you. Wait, I'm just going to do the like speaker intro and then you guys can sing, okay? Laurel. No one's coming to save you. You must find it within yourself to get up, to eat breakfast, to go to the gym, and to wipe your own booty.
Just wiggle your toes first.
Wiggle those toes.
Start by wiggling your toes.
Wiggle those toes.
Roll your feet in circles.
Roll those ankles.
You're moving already.
You're on your way up, Laurel.
Open your eyes up and wiggle your fingers now. You're almost ready.
Wiggling her fingers and toes in bed.
Oh, you're right. Sorry.
Could we go to a second verse?
Yeah, of course.
Now step out of bed, girl.
That's a great start.
Go take a morning pee.
Piss.
Walk to the kitchen. Come on, Laurel.
Open the fridge.
And make a cup of coffee.
Sip, sip, sip.
You're on your way now.
You're on your way now.
And get it ready for. Start it slow now.
Yeah.
It's time. you can do it.
Wow.
And by the time the song is done, Laurel's already at the gym now. Yeah. Hey girl, how's the gym?
In the car for sure. Now, Laurel did send this in August, so we're so sorry that you spent
all of August and September and October
in bed. But now that you've gotten out of bed, you know, I do like that hook.
Come on.
Here we go. One, two, here we go.
Come on, Laurel, you can do it. Come on, Laurel, come on, Laurel, you can do it. Come on, Laurel, come on, Laurel.
Great job, Laurel. Hey, I get it, dude. Going to the gym is fun. Sorry. Being at the gym, doing the gym, fun. Getting there,
I genuinely think if you start by wiggling your toes, I'm not a scientist, I'm not an expert, and I'm not an expert in ADHD, of course not. But I think in your bed, if you start by wiggling your toes, you'll be like, hold on.
If you start by wiggling the Boots House boots?
If you start by wiggling your toes house boots house down
slay?
House. Slay?
Yeah. You're trying to avoid saying the C word, aren't you? Because that's sort of in the rhythm of that language.
It's a bridge too far. It's a bridge too far, I feel, for this show.
I can't do that. I can't do that.
We do say the F word, but the F word feels like throwaway now.
Which F word? Oh, F-U-C-K. Yeah. Great. I was like, what F word are you talking about? There's lots of bad ones. Okay.
I'm just saying that's the worst word we'll say. I'm not sure I'm going to.
You're totally right. Hey. I just felt like your vocals sounded so strong. On that Laurel song. And I'm just like, it's a pleasure to be on this couch with you and to bear witness to
shut up, Gabe. Shut up,
what you're doing. Unrelated to any of my compliments.
Shut up,
it is time
shut up,
to rank the brothers.
Shut up, Gabe. It's time to rank my brother.
This week, Grant wins.
That was way too loud. Do you have control over her volume, bro? Help us out. Was she screaming? Or are you trying to win the ranking by letting her rip?
You're saying it was too loud because it clipped or it's too loud in your ears?
Both.
Okay,
well,
I can't fix the clipping problem.
Spiritually
I can fix
too
the
loud,
volume problem.
Volume too loud. She too loud. Life too loud.
Grant is the winner this week on account of he did that awesome announcement ahead of the song.
Yeah.
And because
he did kill that.
Frankly, in this moment, I just like him better. That's why.
I get it.
Yeah.
Much respect for that honesty.
Yeah.
I really do respect that.
I will say, in all seriousness, I have three siblings, and at any given time, they all rank differently for me. And there is no clear winner in the span of our lifetimes. But there is always someone who I'm preferring over the other two at any given time.
I get that.
Do you feel like that's true for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've always got someone that you're like, that's my homie right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
And then it switches around, sometimes hourly even.
Yeah. Grant's been rocking a top spot lately, to be honest.
Totally.
He's been rocking a good solid top spot.
Well, you guys are like hanging out a lot.
We're hanging out. He's texting me. Here's what it is. Hey, hate to say it. Sports.
Totally. And hey,
hate to say it.
And as your sister who doesn't care, I don't care, you know?
No, I get it. But if you started to care a little bit, then we could hang out more. Do you know what I mean? The World Series has been happening.
You think you're not hanging out with me because I don't care about sports?
You definitely would see him more if you cared about sports.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. It's a good excuse to gather.
Men don't talk about their feelings, so they have to talk through sports.
That's not true. Gabe talks about his feelings. And so do you.
I don't think so.
We talked about your feelings earlier today.
I'm a pretty tough guy who would never talk about my feelings. You know what I mean? I would never do a thing like that. Why would I do that? That's so crazy. I would never talk about the things inside. That would be crazy.
Grant, take a verse.
I would
I never talk about the things I have inside, like how I have some dreams that I want to come true, and I have things I wish to say.
Bro, I'm not hugging my friends. What the fuck are you talking about?
I would never hug my friends at all, or tell them how I feel, or tell them that I'm proud of them for the things they set out to do, and then they went and accomplished those things, and they worked so hard to do them, and it was a pleasure to witness them trying and witness them succeeding and be there to celebrate them. But I would never say that.
I don't do baby voice around my wife or girlfriend. That would be so embarrassing.
Hey baby, how's your day? I would never say shit like that. Hey baby, can I cut a wado?
Ew.
I would never do shit like that. Baby, I had kind of a bad day. Everybody was mean to me at work.
Gross.
I would never say that out loud. Because I don't have things inside. It's all meat.
Meat?
Muscle and meat.
Always the big spoon.
I would never be the little spoon, even though everybody knows the little spoon is better. Even though everybody knows the little spoon has way more warmth inside. Oh, everybody knows the little spoon is the one benefiting most. I would never say that out loud.
Have you ever said cuddle wuddle?
No, never.
Like, that's a new one.
I do. We've talked about this. We don't do baby talk. We have a weird language, but we don't do baby talk. Baby talk. I cannot abide by baby talk. A grown adult.
You want to come cuddle waddle?
Hey, I don't want to yuck your yum. Hey, listener. Hey, Adoits. I don't want to yuck your yum.
But
if
you
you're saying
cuddle
waddle to your partner, don't.
It's over for you, bro.
It's over for you,
okay,
bro.
Grant's journal. Anything happening in your journal this week, Grant?
I was just...
Starling.
I was just going to write down cuddle waddle.
Starling Silver.
Grant's journal brought to you by Starling Silver.
What's written this week is cuddle waddle.
What's written this week is episode title.
Cuddle waddle.
Cuddle waddle.
And waddle. And how are you spelling cuddle waddle?
C-O-O-D-D-L-E.
Uh-huh. C-O-O-D-D-L-E. Coodle woodle.
W-U-W-D-L-E.
Woodle. Coodle woodle. So stupid. Coodle woodle. It's crazy, bro.
Coodle woodle.
Does Grant's journal have anything else in it?
Any feelings or
it also has... When does it stop being hot in Los Angeles?
Bro, it was
November.
Hot.
November.
I know. October's
Coodle
got a little...
I've learned in Los Angeles that summer is, unlike many other states in the United States where summer is, let's say, May to August, summer in Los Angeles is July to December.
Yeah. It's always to always.
It's July to July.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying the hottest parts of the year are not in the typical normal hot parts of the year.
Yeah.
And maybe that's obvious and that's something I didn't know, but it's fucking July to December and then it's beautiful from January
to
beautiful.
He's really craving that coodle woodle weather.
He's really looking for coodle woodle weather. He wants some coodle woodle. Gonna go to a haunted house and afterwards maybe we'll coodle woodle. Why is that getting you so bad? Why is that getting you so bad, bro?
So stupid.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much for listening to this. Do you have something else to say, Grant?
No, I was going to say, I'm going to give you your time back, everyone. Cut you loose a little early today. Because we're at about 47 minutes. And that's all right.
We're going to give you some of your time.
We respect the Adoits, and we know we have to get back. They have to get back to crocheting, and they have to get back to finger painting, and they have to get back to their pottery.
And
that's true.
And their
coodle woodling.
Go ahead and coodle woodle up with your partner. Why does that get you so bad?
Because you kind of twitch when you say it.
I know, I'm trying to give it sauce.
It's crazy.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please share the show with your friends. We've been having so much fun. Again, we have guests
coming.
We keep
having people comment saying that they're surprised we don't have that many people watching the show. You guys.
Help us.
Help. Help.
Tell your friends about this crazy show.
Stop being surprised and start hitting them streets.
Yeah, hitting the streets, telling people about it. Flyers. We want flyers.
Flyers, please.
Thank you so much for listening. We're so glad. Again, I'll say it at the beginning of the episode, but I'm saying it again now. We are, as of this episode airing, we are 1 week out from the live virtual premiere of my first special.
Change chords. It was just getting like, whoa.
Okay, sorry. We are 1 week out from the virtual premiere of my very first musical special. It's very fun and I'm very thankful for all the people who helped make it. It's very good.
It is very good.
So that tickets are available for that. You can buy tickets now, but it'll also be on Veeps anytime you want to
I wanted to do like an old timey announcement of it.
Oh yeah.
Step right up and go ahead, purchase a ticket. You want to see this boy do a bunch of silly songs and stupid bits? Perhaps a couple of dramatic songs in the middle of the show. That's why Netflix didn't want to buy it, because they said, why is he singing serious songs in the middle of this? But everyone else thought it was interesting. So please check out Gabe Gibbs : Pick a Lane. It's a brand new special available on Veeps. For anyone who wants to view it, you can purchase a ticket there, or you could just become a member of Veeps and have access to all of their different shows. It was started by the guys who did Good Charlotte. You guys remember Good Charlotte? They're the guys who started Veeps. Anyway.
No.
So go ahead, purchase a ticket. Thank you for being a supporter of us and a supporter of what we do. We're so happy that we get to do it. Thank you so much, friends.
Love ya.
We love that you listen to our younger listeners.
Goodbye.
Yeah, we gotta go.